The Lake Worth Lagoon is the intracoastal area between Palm Beach County's Barrier Islands and the mainland. Over the past 100 years, urbanization changed the lagoon from freshwater to brackish. As WLRN's Kate Stein tells us, the lagoon recovered somewhat, but conditions appear to be declining again.
Paul Davis is a retired environmental manager with Palm Beach County. He helped oversee initial restoration efforts.
Part of the lagoon near the West Palm Beach Canal, it was considered a dead zone. Nothing could grow there, and it was unlikely that anything would grow there.
Davis says local conservation efforts helped get state and federal funding. Water quality improved, and populations of oysters, seagrass, mangroves, and sea turtles grew. But in the past 5 years or so, lagoon conditions have worsened. Davis says in particular, there's been a reduction in seagrass.
Our typical rainy season is no longer as wet as it used to be. Our dry season is a lot wetter than it used to be.
He says the seagrass decline could also be related to changes in water quality or changes in wave patterns from seawalls and boats. Sea level rise may exacerbate some of those threats. But Davis says the situation isn't hopeless. He says the lagoon can recover, again, if people have the fortitude and determination to address urbanization-related issues. I'm Kate Stein in Juneau Beach.